Well, I haven't given up hope in terms of the potential that our country has. It still has potential in terms of succeeding. But the problem in Zimbabwe is a problem of governance. It's a problem of a failure to change leadership within political organizations. And that on its own is frustrating because at the end of the day, we don't have new thinking in all these political parties. And that then leads to a failure of new thinking and new governance or a new framework of governance, so to speak, at a national level.
You have been in the United Kingdom for more than 10 years now, and there is a big Zimbabwean community that is there. What is the thinking of the Zimbabwean diaspora when it comes to all these issues that you are raising? Is there anything that can be done by you and your colleagues who have been out there and gaining new knowledge and new information that could help your country, Zimbabwe?
Zimbabweans here are still engaged in the affairs of Zimbabwe. They want to contribute. I think they have a whole lot of things that they can contribute in. They can help and contribute in changing the Zimbabwean fortunes because they have acquired knowledge here. They have acquired a lot of skills that they can input in our country for the collective development of our country. The unfortunate thing is they are not being given the chance to do so. I'm not saying people who are in Zimbabwe are backward or they are secondary to us. No. But, you know, it's about complementing each other. You know, there is that element that's in the diaspora that's not there in Zimbabwe. If it's added to what's there in Zimbabwe, it can be a fuel that can lead to the development of our country.
We know that people in the diaspora are confused, or there's confusion back home in terms of what the Zimbabwean diaspora stands for. We recently saw that there is a policy that the government was coming up, but the confusion still remains. What would you say to the government in terms of the Zimbabwean diaspora community and what it can do to help move the country forward?
The government of Zimbabwe should remember that we are all nationals of Zimbabwe, Adam, one way or the other, and they shouldn't view nationals of their country with suspicion. You know, there is this brush that says, well, people who are in the diaspora are inclined to support opposition political parties. People in the diaspora will be inclined to support opposition political parties if the government of the day is failing. If the government of the day is not failing, then people in the diaspora will support the government of the day. It's just as simple as that. So, you know, it's myopic, it's short-sightedness in terms of view. And I think the government should have vision, should look beyond politics and partisanship, to start thinking for the country, to start engaging people so that they can contribute for the better, for the collective betterment of our lives in Zimbabwe.
Looking at Zimbabweans wherever they are, whether they are in the USA, whether they are in England, whether they are in Paris, there's a new dimension that is coming up. It is not completely new, but it has happened before. But this time around, the threat is serious. How are you surviving and living in a country where, you know, the security levels are being heightened all the time because of the new ISIS threat?
It's difficult. People get worried. You get scared for your own life. But at the same time, I'm a person of faith. You just say, well, God is, you know, is more powerful than all this kind of thing. But at the same time, you don't want to give the feeling to would-be terrorists to say, you know, we are winning. Because if you start drawing your feet back, you know, if you start not engaging in your own life, then it means that you would have given them victory. So you continue doing the things that you would be doing, and then maybe whatever happens.
Lastly, do you have a message for Zimbabwe this festive season?
I wish them a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and also say, well, I know it's time, it's a festival time, but don't drink and drive, don't do things that endanger your own lives and other people's lives. Just, you know, be normal, celebrate, but at the same time, you know, think about the future. You can't over-celebrate, if I were to put that word.